Good morning. Can I take your order?
Can I get a tall chai?
A large black coffee.
A what?
Large black coffee.
Do you mean a venti?
No, I mean a large.
He means a venti. Yeah, the biggest one you got.
Venti is large.
No, venti is 20.
Danny.
Yeah. Large is large. In fact, tall is large, and grande is Spanish for large. Venti's the only one that doesn't mean large. It's also the only one that's Italian. Congratulations, you're stupid in three languages.
Venti is a large coffee.
Really? Says who? Fellini?
How much is that? Here's a 10.
Do you accept lira, or is it all
euros?
You
know what? Just keep the change.
Welcome to The Hub, brought to you by the Fishporn Crew. This is a podcast about fishing and other really important stuff that's not really important. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jeff. Go grab yourself a cold beverage. Sit back and enjoy, because The Hub starts now.
McAllister here, just calling, mostly just busy up your line with a bunch of bullshit, but, you know, I heard you guys don't have a whole lot of women on the show, so I figured I'd call and classy up the place a bit, and hear that I'm supposed to guest spot at some point, so, you know, there's that, if I don't sound like total shit like I do right now, but anyway, I just want to say, hey, thanks for all the shout-outs lately, Jeff. That was pretty sweet. And I also heard you don't drink or swear, so I don't really know if I need to guest spot, because I think I might be a bad guest if that's the case. Rabble, rabble. I guess I could put it in the words of Itch Muffery. Hey, you guys, I hear it's going down on Fish Porn, a.k.a. The Hub. And I hear that Justin Karst might be on. And the word is he's a huge ice fishing champ. So that's pretty cool. Anyway, I just keep on rabbling, but I'm not going to do that because I sound like shit. So, well, we already discussed that. Yep. No, I'm just repeating myself. So, anyway, you guys stay rad. And remember, don't eat yellow snow. And with that, I'll leave you to it from Wyoming. Take care. All right.
Buenos dias, Josh.
Buenos dias, Jeff.
What up, man? It's Saturday morning.
Yeah, we're doing an early morning one to fit everybody's schedule.
Yeah, it's the ass crack of dawn, and here we go.
But hey, it's still going to be fun and entertaining today.
Yeah, the ironic thing is that we're doing this with coffee instead of beer, and it's just a little weird.
Well, sometimes we have to accommodate guests and everybody's schedule. So
we've got a bit of a prima donna guest coming up today, so we got to work with him.
Yep,
he is a bit of a celebrity, so.
He is.
Yeah. So. Do you realize that this is our first repeat guest?
I did. I learned that last night. Or figured that out last night.
It's going to inflate his ego even more.
Oh, yeah. His head's going to be so big.
Oh, man. Whatever. We'll make it work. We'll have to rein him in a bit, keep the ego in check. But for those that don't know, Justin Karst returns to the Hub. Oh, yeah, Josh, we didn't even... Well, I guess we have that intro. Everybody knows what they're listening to, but...
Yeah, we've got our intro now, so we don't have to do an intro anymore.
Yeah, all right. People, welcome to episode 15. Holy crap, 15. Wow, that's impressive.
Yep, and people keep listening.
People do. I guess this is a great time. I just want to thank everybody... I guess we can say it every week, but we're blown away. Listeners, Josh and I, you know, go back and forth through the week We've been sending each other screenshots of our statistics, and thank you to everybody that's listening. New listeners, continuing, regular listeners, you guys rock. Thanks for listening. Thanks for making this happen. Thanks to our sponsors for helping us out.
Yeah, we couldn't do it without them and our faithful listeners.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. Big week. Every day we're just seeing jumps. So tell your friends, tell your coworkers, don't tell your parents. Yeah. Good stuff. Tell everybody. Tell everybody to listen.
You know, our top show forever was the one we did with Jen. And man, she's falling way behind now.
Yeah, we gotta get Jen back on and up it. Is Lucas's episode now the front runner? Or are we still?
It is over 202 listens.
Wow. And they beat out Paul and Mad Mike?
Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah, I was talking to Lucas the other day, and he asked if we'd hit that 10,000 goal yet. And I said, no, not quite yet, but you're almost in the number one lead.
Nice.
And then it was like a couple hours later, he actually hit the number one lead. So.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Because he probably just kept hitting play on it so he could take probably. Over. Damn it, Lucas. All right. So I guess while we're talking about top episodes, we should mention one of our top listeners. We got an email this week, Josh. It came in from our friend Casey. We figured out the Casey mystery. And Casey's a dude. And he lives in a tiny little town. According to him, tiny town in Indiana. And Casey was actually asking us if there were any pig farmers in the area. And so if anybody's listening and you are from Indiana and you are doing some farming or you want to, then drop us a line. We'll get you in touch with Casey. But cool dude. I think he made a comment about our audio quality at the beginning. So it's like get in line, dude. So Casey, yeah. Casey, if I wanted your opinion, I would wait. That's not nice. Thanks for the email, brother.
I'd probably listen to it.
Yeah, thanks for the email, Casey. We appreciate you. We're going to try to get you hooked up. I think I gave you an idea of another guy to get in contact with. Anyhow, let's try to find some pig farm allies all over. Chime in, guys. Send us a message. Leave us a voicemail. Josh, we got a killer voicemail from a fellow I met last weekend. So there will be more on the New Jersey weekend coming up, either in this episode or this week or something.
But yeah.
Anyways.
You got to talk about all the crazy times you had because it sure looked fun.
I can't talk about all of them either. Let's just say that. there was a lot of alcohol consumption going on. Amazing people. I can talk about that. And let me just get this out there. Everybody that came up and introduced themselves, I suck with names. And I can remember a few of you because I have your business card. But everybody that came out and actually and had some love for the Fishborn crew, thank you. You kick extra ass. And it was good to see everybody. Big ups to Pig Farm Inc. for doing the Iron Fly. Casey Anderson, Captain Rob out of Pyramid Fly Company, absolutely are awesome. Josh, this would also be a good idea to mention that we have another, 36 hours remaining?
Yeah.
In our second attempt at a contest, which we're striking out on, tie up a Super Bowl-themed fly and submit it to the Instagram. Tag us, tag Pyramid Fly Company and Pig Farm. And you have a chance to win some swag from the folks at Pyramid Fly Company. If you don't know about Pyramid Fly Company, they are in the Reno, Nevada area. And they have a beautiful fishery where they target. Josh, do you know how to say that type of cutthroat? Lahontan? Is that?
I believe that's how you say it, yeah.
They have gigantic cutties. So do some research. But anyways, tie up a Super Bowl themed fly. We're leaving it pretty vague. Super Bowl themed, meaning it could be the Patriots or the Eagles or, I don't know, some kind of Minnesota vibe. So, I don't know. This could be,
and
it's, you know, very open-ended.
Yeah, and if you saw the video promoting it, you know, we had a hat, but the guys from Pyramid reached out to us and are hooking you guys up with even more swag. So we're leaving that, you know, to your imagination, but they're going to hook it up for you guys. So
yeah, and Captain Rob will definitely make it worth your while. Anyways, great people there. They want to hook you up with some gear. So tie up something, but get on it, because what did we say, Josh? It ends tomorrow.
Ends tomorrow.
We're sitting down for another recording pretty soon, and we will announce the winner there, and we'll probably announce it on the social media front as well. But you gotta enter to win. It's like a lottery ticket. You can't win the lottery if you don't buy a ticket.
Yep, and so, I always forget to buy my tickets, and then I lose.
Yeah, so I mean, right now, somebody could tie some blue thread on a hook and technically walk away with it.
Yep.
I might delete that picture from Instagram if they try to do that, but...
I wouldn't.
Yeah, well, you might if it was a really, really shitty attempt to steal the prize. So, anyways, we'll look forward to seeing some entries over the next 36 hours or so. Should we call it when the game is over, the contest is over?
Yeah, I think that's probably fair enough.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
You know, our buddy Brian Wise with Fly Fishing the Ozarks was just at Streamer Love Fest and posted a new vlog about it.
Vlog 8, right?
You guys need to go check that out. That was a good video. So definitely go check out that and some of his new videos.
Yeah, I can't do that, but I saw a bit of the video with him walking through the crowd. There was a pretty good crowd there.
Yeah, it's pretty packed every year, so.
Yeah, I liked the time-lapse stuff that he did, because that place, that room filled up.
Yeah, pretty quick.
So, yeah, unfortunately. So
I've seen a ton of fish, big fish that were caught over that period, a couple days, so.
Yeah.
Made me jealous.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Josh didn't get to make it down there, everybody. You know, life gets in the way. So
yep.
We were going to have an independent correspondent weekend where all the Fishborn crew went out into the world and reported back. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't happen.
No, sometimes you have to be a responsible adult.
Yeah, imagine that.
And adulting sucks sometimes, yeah. So. Oh, but dude, that's fine.
It's no good. So anyways, the next opportunity for the Fishborn crew to,
Easy.
The Fishborn crew has gotten themselves mixed up with
a shady character.
Yeah. But we've got some stuff going down, in May, don't we, Josh?
Yes, we do. So you're going to have to change your whole schedule, because we're not going to be at Hardly Strictly Muskie this year. And I know we said that at the first of the year, but we've got something even cooler getting ready to happen. So,
yeah. May 12th, where is the location? What's the event?
It is just south of Springfield, Missouri. And it is what, the Tournament of Bronze?
Yeah. Yep.
And it is a fly fishing only smallmouth tournament.
Nice. And we got our name mixed in there somehow.
Yep. And so the guy that puts this on, we are actually going to have him on here pretty soon. Talk about this tournament, talk about smallmouth fishing in general. And, you know, the first time I met him, there was some things about smallmouth that I never even realized. And, man, it blew me away. So, definitely it'll be an informative one. And you'll probably actually learn something.
Excellent. This is going to be a good time. Details are going to be coming out as we go. All I know, Josh, is that May 12th, I'm going to have to find a way to be there. I think it's going to be the kickoff of kind of our tour, if you will. It's not going to be quite the bitchin' tour like Pig Farm style, but who knows? It could be. But I know we're going to have some stuff to give away. Hopefully do some recording, do some fishing. It should be good. So everybody should stay tuned for details. We'll put them out. You know, we won't have a shortage of information for you once we know. And we'll look forward to talking it up with the official planner of the event pretty soon.
Man, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that should be good. So I will definitely have to make my Midwest, debut. So what are we going to fish, like 6 weights?
Yeah, more than likely 6 weights.
Okay.
Maybe a 5 or 4 if you are feeling, crazy.
What are the bass out there like? Are they a couple pounds?
You can get some pretty decent sized ones in the rivers here. So,
what do you tell me? What do you tell me that like a 15-inch fish is, 100 years old or something?
It's like 8 to 10 years.
Yeah,
which is just blew me away when I learned that.
All right, so we'll go catch some geriatric bass, and it should be good. All right. So, Josh, do you think we should take a quick break? I need to
do what?
I was thinking about taking a quick break and stocking up on coffee. Got it. It's so weird to say that.
I know, it's so weird.
Yeah,
but a morning beer probably isn't too good at this time of year.
Yeah, I'm not ready to go to morning beer. I have the fridge absolutely. I have like pyramid of beer in the fridge for tomorrow. So I'm pretty excited.
But yeah,
I do think
we probably ought to take a quick break and hopefully come back with our guest.
Yeah, that'd be good. All right. We'll hang out everybody and we'll see you in a minute.
Jeff, Josh, this is Brian Reed, New Hampshire. Jeff, we met over at the Ironfly Nest, New Jersey after the show, and the owner and operator of Appalachian River Guides here in north central New Hampshire. I'd written you guys with some show ideas. I've got a list here with me. I just want to throw these out. I think they'd make for some great discussion. So number one, I got to fish or not to fish with your significant other. If so, what are some rules one must abide by to have that relationship survive the trip? Number two, and this is a big pet peeve of mine, I could go on all day about this, isn't strike indicator just a fancy name to justify using a fucking bobber? I don't care if you've got foam, plastic, fucking mole hair, whatever it is, it's just a fucking bobber. Number three, is it buck naked or butt naked? I can't remember whether you guys talked about that or not. I need some clarification on this. And then number four, I think it'd be cool to hear people talk about their worst experience informing a bait fisherman that they are in fly fishing only water. I've heard some horror stories from some buddies about some real ass clowns when they've approached them about throwing their fucking worms in the water. Keep up the good work, guys. When you guys get to New Hampshire, let me know. We'll camp. We'll go fish. I'll put you on some fish. Keep up the good work. Take care. Bye.
Hey, buddy. We're back.
Yo.
Josh is...
Yo.
Josh. Oh my goodness. Justin showed up. Wow.
Hey, boys.
What up, dude?
Morning, sunshine.
Good morning.
It's the early morning edition of The Hub, featuring our first return caller.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have the distinction of being the first return guest. So congratulations, Justin. You win absolutely nothing.
Oh, but I would still like to thank my family, my friends, the Academy, everyone that supported me through the years to make this possible.
Josh, can you cue the wrap it up music?
Do 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 do.
Oh man, what's up, Justin? How you been?
I've been good. I've been doing really good.
Dude, man, you have been on a ton of adventures lately.
I don't know, adventures. I guess we could call them adventures. Everything is an adventure. Whenever I leave the house, things become an adventure.
Yeah, I saw you pop up on.
I don't know what that is. Is that my cue to stop talking and get off the stage?
I think Jeff's trying to wrap this up real quick.
And we're going to go to break. Thanks for joining us, Justin. Got to go.
No, I saw you do a, Instagram Live, and I jumped in and joined you for your ice fishing adventures and had that crazy guy and doing donuts out on the lake.
That's right. That's right. Oh, I almost forgot about being on the ice at night. That is very creepy, actually. And it wasn't very smart, apparently.
So, do you drive your car onto the ice?
So that night was the first time I've ever driven my own vehicle on the ice.
Oh, wow. How much ice is there?
There's about like 20 inches.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's quite a bit. And previously I was out a few times with my buddy Troy, and he drives his truck out there, his quarter ton truck, and no issues, but still freaks me out. And then when I got pulled up to the landing, it was after work, and I just waited for a bunch of vehicles on the ice, and I saw some, so I decided to drive out there. And then it became nighttime, and I was still out there. And I got lazy. I have a hand auger, so Joe and everyone up here has a gas. Yeah, they have a gas or fuel-powered auger, and they're just ripping through holes. And I was out there getting a workout. There came a point in time where I think it was after four holes, I was like, man, F this. And then I started driving around the ice looking for other people's holes and just repopping those open. And, of course, I caught nothing because they had already fished out.
Oh, wow. So,
but it was a good time.
I listened to a podcast the other day. I believe it was the Drake podcast.
With the metal ice fishing.
Yeah, they were talking about dark houses where they were ice fishing and they were spearing pike through the ice. Do you see anybody doing that?
I have not witnessed it with my own eyes, and I don't know which ice houses up here are made for those.
Right.
Because it all just changes inside. But I do know that it happens up here.
Oh, man.
And one of the fly fishing guides up here, I know he guides in the winter, and he does ice houses, and he does the steering and stuff. It's pretty wild, man. It's pretty savage.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Say.
It's like being a Viking.
Yeah,
not Super Bowl, but you know, just being a Viking.
Like, I don't know where else in the world that this is done. Like, I've never even heard of it until I moved up here last year.
Have you ever?
I was like, what?
Have you ever had pike? Is it even good?
I had pike for the first time this past Memorial Day up in the Boundary Waters.
Okay,
and I will tell you, it was not bad at all. It was actually pretty, pretty good.
Hmm. I've heard it's really bony.
But the key, I guess I didn't do any of the prepping, so I don't know. I was just happy to eat it.
Sure.
But I do know that it's got to be caught out of cold water. I guess the obviously you don't want to keep fish from warm water, I guess. The meat changes. The, I have no idea what I'm talking about, but.
Yeah, that's why we wanted you back on, because.
Yeah.
We never know where this is going to go.
I guess the cold water refrigerates the fish a little bit better.
Okay.
They become fattier. That must be it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't move around as much.
So does the state of Minnesota want people to remove pike from the waters? Or are they a nuisance or?
No, I haven't read anything of the sorts, but they're really big on their walleye up here, and okay. There's a couple lakes that people I see on the fishing forums here in Minnesota. They're like, oh, people just like the muskie and the pike because they have their walleye up on a pedestal. That's all they want.
Okay.
Good living environment for their walleye. And they also don't want to, they also hate losing their little, the $3 jig through the ice when they hook up with one of the pike or muskie.
Huh.
Oh, a $3 jig.
$3 jig. Ice fishing is expensive. Those ice houses, they're no joke.
Huh. So
that I can see.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Does like when you go out on the ice, do the ice houses have like a little sign that says who owns it and all that?
No. I don't know.
No. Anyways, in the East, a lot of places you go and you'll see a sign and it says, you know, so-and-so owns this, and it shows ownership, and that way if it goes through the ice, it also...
Oh, right.
It also helps the state figure out who's on the hook for it.
Yeah. No, but there... You gotta... No one owns the ice. It's funny. But, like, people do leave their ice houses out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you find a good spot and you just leave it.
I think, yeah, exactly. It's funny, like, whenever I've gone out, like, I'm just following my Navionics, and I'm like, oh, this looks like a great spot. And I, like, follow my little arrow on my Navionics, and I get there, and I look up, and there's, like, already a bunch of, like, ice houses there permanently.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, that sucks. That looks like a good spot. And apparently it is, because people have set up there for the winter. But yeah, they do. I think they do have to display something on the outside.
Okay.
Or I know you have to mark your house, each side of the house, with some reflective tape.
Oh,
there's a lot of people that like snowmobile.
Yeah.
And at night and stuff. And apparently there was an accident not long ago, a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
Yeah. Unfortunately, some guy was snowmobiling at night and he was intoxicated, and this father and son were setting up their portable flip over, and this guy struck the truck first and then struck them, and they're in like intensive care and stuff, and unfortunately the little boy passed away, I heard, yesterday or the day before.
Holy shit.
Like 9 years old.
Some
very irresponsible people.
That sucks.
Yeah, not good at all.
Man, that's nuts. I can't imagine. Driving a snowmobile is enough work being straight up sober.
I was going to say, Jeff, you can attest to that.
Yeah. Like a couple of beers and it's like you lose that edge, you know? Like I've never, mm-hmm. I've been riding on some pretty gnarly terrain and I couldn't imagine why you'd even want to go there. Like I don't know. It's a workout.
Yeah. I just see it. It's a big vehicle. And then you're just out in the open.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And you're not strapped in or anything. It's just, Yeah. You want all your senses sharp.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyhow.
Not only for you, but obviously for the safety of others as well.
Yeah. I know around New England they're big on trails and the police set up and monitor and look for people that are drinking. But there's also,
speed
limits. I know most places if you get out on the ice there's no speed limit, so you can just put her wide open and give it the onion.
Yeah, that's crazy. Now all that makes me rethink going out at night.
Yeah, just get all dolled up in your reflective gear.
I know. Well, see, the other thing that freaked me out, because I didn't even think about that night that I went out. The funny thing, before I went out on the ice in my own vehicle, I just watched a bunch of YouTube compilation videos of vehicles falling through the ice. And I still went out.
Yeah.
But the one thing I didn't think about until, someone, told me, a couple weeks ago, was, I was watching for, little holes. Like, up here, you have to also watch out for those dark house holes. And those are, 6 by 6 foot.
Oh, man. You could put the whole front end and put a wheel right through.
Exactly. And, there's, times where you probably couldn't even tell, if some asshole didn't mark the hole when he left. And it just, froze over just a little bit. So you got a thin sheet of ice over it with some snow that probably drifted on top. You could totally just drive right into it.
Oh, that's scary.
That would be a really crappy thing.
At least on a snowmobile.
Yep, so no more driving on the ice.
Yeah, at least on a snowmobile, you could skim over it.
Yeah.
Wow. Man.
Yeah, no more driving at night on the ice for me.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah, we want you to come back for another episode, so don't go through the ice. Yeah. I went through the ice about 20 years ago, and I do not recommend it for anyone.
Yeah, they made a movie about you, right?
Did they?
Was it Encino Man?
Oh, thanks.
He still yes, he still has the jokes this early in the morning.
Oh man! So. Let's talk about some indoor.
Racer.
Let's talk about some indoor activities. What's going on in your neck of the woods?
But hey, before we get too far, indoor activities. I just have to say, Justin, we are fairly disappointed in you. You are no longer our top listener anymore.
I'm not.
You're not.
My God, I gotta step up my game.
There's only so many times you can listen to this shit.
Did someone from Kazakhstan beat me?
Actually, who's our top listener right now? We were talking earlier before we had you on. A guy named Casey out of Indiana was our top listener, and we called him out.
Man.
We called him out in whatever episode, and he sent us an email and explained that he was in fact Casey, a guy from Indiana, because you know Casey could go either way, and so I didn't want to insult if it was a young lady named Casey. But Casey is a gentleman from a small town in Indiana. And let's see. Top listeners. Actually, we have a person named James. I don't know where James is located. But James is our top listener this week. Followed by someone that is not a wizard. Yeah. And then our upcoming guest is in our top queue. Justin, you fall in the top 10, but you're definitely slacking a bit. But again, there's only so many
I have to catch up.
There's only so many times you can listen to this shit without losing your mind.
I have to catch up.
Yeah.
And actually, the last one I listened to was you guys and oh my goodness. The Salt Guys.
The Barely Live Guys?
Barely Live, yeah.
Oh, man.
All fucking in. That was a good one.
Dude, that was wild. So, I'm still proud of that. That was fun.
You know, and I like what he said about how you guys should do a couple episodes in person together. Your interaction would be different.
Mm.
Totally.
Oh yeah, and we're working on that for later this spring and summer.
Yeah, so we're talking about coming to see you, Justin, at some point, and I can't imagine what's going to go down if we're all in the same room doing this.
Right. Well, check this out. I know Jay is supposed to be coming up here sometime in the spring.
Nice.
And we're going to be doing some pig farm stuff up here.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, that's what we got planned. If we lock any dates, we'll definitely let you know.
Yeah, that'd be a blast.
Have you guys come up here during that?
Yeah, we're aiming for May. So what goes on in May in that neck of the woods is, when's ice out, like April?
The ice leaves in July, mid-July, and it returns in October.
Wow.
I'm kidding. No, it'll be gone by like April, I'm thinking.
Yeah, a lot of places do like... What were you saying?
I was going to say, mark these dates down, though. So, FYI, like, fishing season doesn't, like, kick off. It closes February 25th.
Hmm.
And then it reopens Father's Day.
Oh, wow.
No. Mother's Day.
Okay.
So, May whatever. So, Mother's Day.
Wow.
But that's just for bass, pike, and walleye.
Okay.
And then muskie season in Minnesota opens up the 1st of June.
Wow.
I believe it's 1st of June.
You hear that, Josh?
I did.
Yeah. That throws a wrench, but whatever. It's not the end of the world. We can make it work.
But, yeah, there's a catch and release open season for trout in the Driftless area. So
perfect.
That's what we got right now.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm down with that.
That's just a stone throw away.
Okay.
Like 35 minutes, 40 minutes from where I'm at right now.
Piece of cake. Piece of cake. Yeah.
Piece of cake.
I could use a piece of cake right now.
Yeah. I'm just working on second cup of coffee. I haven't even thought about breakfast yet. It's too freaking early.
It is not. I've already had breakfast.
Yeah, whatever. You're a morning person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have a mimosa too?
No.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Have you ever had a beer mimosa?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are good.
Yeah, I sat in a Lander bar one day, just drinking those. It was I think that was the first and only time, but man, what an experience. If you've never been to the Lander Bar, man, that's the place to have a beer mimosa.
I have not. Yeah. Where is that located?
Lander, Wyoming.
Wyoming.
It's famous. Look up the Lander Bar. It was actually in the Drake magazine once because it's so good. It's just a cool place. They have good food sometimes. I don't know. If you're familiar, my only problem with it, and it's not really a problem with it, it's Lander is the home of Knowles, the National Outdoor Leadership School. So certain times a year, it's a bunch of little hipster rich kids, which some of them might be listening, but fuck you for being a little snotty rich kid. If you go to Knowles and you have your mom and dad buy you your $500 puffy coat, and then you throw it away when you're done, then, yeah, you deserve to be called a little snotty rich kid. But anyways, that's the only bad thing is they take over the bar because, you know, they're 21 years old and they think they're cool and they go to the bar and act like a bunch of dipshits. All right, that's Jeff's soapbox for the week. So, we had an iron fly there that, oh, man, it was rough. The upstairs of the Lander Bar. I think it was 20 below outside. Jay and Nikki and Jackson were up, and they drove in before the weather got really bad. And then the heat crapped out at the bar, and man, it was a rough night. But we drank a lot, so we made it work.
to keep each other warm.
Something like that. Oh my. So let's shift gears and talk about some indoor activities. Ice fishing, man, I would not expect that we would ever have talked about that on this show, but we've done that a few times now.
Yeah.
So Justin, what went on? You hung out with a legend the other day.
Yes, I did. And actually, it happens every day. When I wake up, I brush my teeth, I look at myself in the mirror, and I'm like, God damn, that guy is a fucking legend.
Today's theme is monster. Oh, brought to you by Justin Karf. How to be modest.
Oh.
This is like a self-help section. I'm confident, and gosh darn it, I'm good enough.
No, yeah, so Tuesday, this past Tuesday, we have a group up here. It's called the St. Paul Fly Tiers. They're an old school, like, fly tying group, get together and pay for a yearly membership. They do demos and stuff, and one of the guys got Mr. Brad Bowen to come on out and give a little fly demo and bring out some of his Primo Tail products. Got some he brought out. Yeah, he's got some great stuff. He brought it. There's so much bucktail, and then his hang time hackles, and he's making this new thing. He's making bucktail brushes.
Really?
And they are pretty badass. He tied up a fly, one of his typical, like, you know, your typical musky bug fly, but using one of his he calls it the B4, the Bowen Bionic Bucktail Brush, and it was like 5 minutes, not even. It was like done. He spent more time talking than he did tying.
That's crazy. I haven't seen that yet, so I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, you should definitely check it out. And then they're pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
And I know a couple of guys have already tied their flies with them. One of my buddies went home that night, and she, you know, like 30 minutes like after we had departed from each other, he sent me a picture, and he was already at his vise, and he had finished a fly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, his bucktail is freaking awesome. That stuff.
Yeah, he's got some really
such
cool
long
too.
Fibers too.
All right. So I think Justin, you put it up on. You had some pictures on your Instagram of that. Have you put it on the blog yet?
No, I'm still going through some things actually. So I've been like slacking on so many things because of everything has been done on my phone, and it bothers me. I just got a new computer last night. I switched over to the dark side of Apple, and I got a MacBook Pro.
Oh, nice.
And
welcome to the 21st century.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like my Android.
Yeah. We were actually debating that earlier, what you had, cause we saw the green text messages. Which means that you don't have an Apple, because if you had an Apple, then you would have blue text messages. Yeah.
Anyways. I don't know that. But maybe now that I know you have iPhones, I'm going to probably text you guys through my MacBook using iMessage.
There you go. I think that's a great
idea.
And we
can FaceTime each other. You guys can see my face.
Yeah, and if Apple is listening, which I know they are because we're... Our podcast is the best. They need to make it so FaceTime can have multiple people, more than two.
I know Skype does.
Yeah,
I
Skype
believe.
Does.
You can do like a Skype.
FaceTime has really excellent audio quality. And unfortunately, we can't have a third through FaceTime audio yet. But there are rumors that they're working on that. So it would be... It would be great if we could do that.
Yeah. So have you guys ever had the opportunity to you meet Brad Bowen? Go to one of his demos or anything?
I've not. Have you?
I have not. I missed him down here. He came down a year ago, and I had to work or something that Saturday and missed him, which I was super bummed about, but I'm going to work with the fly shop on trying to get him to come back down sometime.
What about you, Jeff?
No. Where's he out of?
Wisconsin. Hayward, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Hayward, Wisconsin. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's originally from the cities here.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never run into him.
he's got a lot of analogies for things, and they're very awesome. I don't even know how to put it. But yeah, if you ever get the chance, yeah, go hang out with Brad.
That's cool. Yeah, he's famous for that picture. I know I've looked for him at places. You know that picture I'm talking about with the bug in his mouth?
Yep.
Yeah. I forget who took that, but it was I think it was on This Is Fly cover for a while back.
Probably.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jeff, because you love watching YouTube videos so much.
Yeah, it's me. I'm always glued to them.
Yeah, heard he's a big fan of the Fly Fishing the Ozarks YouTube channel.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Loves that one.
Yeah, Brian usually hits me up for ideas, so he's like, he calls me. He's like, hey, Jeff, you're my number one fan. You're like the Justin Karf of listening to the Fish Porn Crew. So he's like, so I need your advice on what to do this week. And I just tell him to shut up because YouTube sucks. And he doesn't listen to me. So, and you know, I think he has 6 or 7 people that watch his videos. So good for him.
But if you get on there and search Wild on the Fly, there's a 3-part series on there with Brad Bowen of musky fishing up there in Hayward area.
Hmm.
And it's pretty good.
All right. So, hold on, guys. So, I gotta interrupt. What is that noise that's in the background? Do you hear it? Anybody?
It's not me.
It's not me. I don't hear it.
You don't hear it?
No. Nope.
Okay. It sounds like somebody's...
I hear clicking when you guys are talking.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, anyways. Thankfully, it's just me. Probably because I have headphones on and I can hear every little sound. But it sounds like somebody's whacking, so I'm just going to say it. Sounds like somebody's rubbing one out, so it's kind of creeping me out a little bit.
Damn, the show just took that turn.
Well, the last time we had Justin, things got wild, so we might as well just set him on that course now. So sorry about that. Let's get back to talking about fly tying.
Yeah. Stop interrupting me over here.
Hey, Justin, I will say that let's talk about Vitavoo before we get too wild.
Let's talk about that.
I met Scott from Vitavoo the other night in Jersey. So, and he gave away some amazing prizes at the Iron Fly down there in Edison. And if you check the Fish Porn Instagram, there's some video of him actually giving out one of the prizes. So, the dude is so tall. He made me see, like, I felt short hanging out with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Super cool dude, though. It was a good time.
No, Scott is awesome. He really is. Like, those packs that he makes are pretty awesome because, like, they're just smart. I don't know. They're simple. They're smart.
Yeah, what
else
do you
need? They're
durable. Yeah.
Right. And, I mean, they look good, too.
Yeah, and he threw a pig farm patch on one of them, and he actually gave away one that was his personal pack for a while. It was.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was a good time. So,
yeah, he's always doing stuff like that. And it just kicked off the first of this month. When was the first? That was 2 days ago, right? Today's the third.
Yep.
he's been doing it. I forget how long he's been doing it for. Maybe like a couple of years now. It's called Real Service Project.
Okay.
Well, oh, duh. This is the Real Service 4 Project. So he's probably been doing it for 4 years now. But he's been donating. What he does, he finds like a bunch of artists that are like big in the fishing industry at them, and he gets them to like, I don't know, paint, draw, do whatever they do to a piece of the fabric that he uses.
Okay.
And then he implements that fabric to one of his packs. And then, so there's no money going to the artist. There's no money going to Scott because he's donating all of his, they're donating their time and their skills as an artist. He's donating his time and his skill making the packs and the materials. And you purchase like raffle tickets. I know in the past you've purchased raffle tickets to enter to win. And but this year there's no raffle tickets. You just go to their website, Vidavu.com. Vidavu, yeah, Vidavu. we're gonna revisit my pronunciation of things. It's pretty awesome. Vidavu. You visit Vidavu.com, and because I just did it the other day, it just prompts you to enter. You just enter your email address, and you're entered in the raffle. And then they're not asking for you to buy tickets this year, but like if you enter, there's also at your own free will, if you want to donate, you can. It's all on their website.
Okay.
Project Healing Waters.
All right, I'm looking at it right now. Very cool. Oh, man, what a lineup of artists going into it as well.
Yeah, I'll read it right now. Yeah, you got the artist lineup of George Martinez, Derek DeYoung, Josh Udson, Andrea Larko, Ryan Keane, Matthew Stockton, Alex Pullen, and Kendra Leakes.
Also, pretty looks awesome like Jake Keeler's involved. Yeah. Cool.
Nice.
Oh man, that's good stuff.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm gonna enter. I'm gonna put my email address in there and throw some money over to those guys. Such a good thing that he's doing, donating all that. All of them, the artist and Scott.
Yeah, we dig stuff like that. Thanks for mentioning that. And
definitely.
Telling people about it. Oh man, there's that sound.
Yeah, and like those packs that he makes. I think this year he's doing all messenger bags, like boat bags or whatever. But whoa, what was that?
That was the sound of messages being sent. See, oh. if you were in on it, you could have been included.
Mm-hmm.
But
Oh. Oh well.
Yeah. That was actually.
I know what you guys are doing.
Yeah, that was the alarm going off. So, yeah, man, where were we? We were talking about good stuff.
Oh yeah, we were talking about the Real Service Project.
Yeah. So we'll put a link up. We'll put it up on the site, and I got to do some site updating, and I'm sure it's already up. I'm sure you've got it up, Justin. Thanks. And speaking of having it up on the blog, thank you for the love. Definitely go over to Carf Outdoors blog. And Justin threw up some love for the Fishborn crew, and we dig it. And then he's got a picture of me in a boat.
Rowing.
Oh, yeah. That was a great picture of my fat ass rowing a boat. Thanks. I never really saw a whole lot of pictures come out of that day, so it's kind of cool. But I'm sure you guys had millions of shots from that trip.
All of you.
Yes, all of me. In every location. Every location.
No, I know for me, myself, I do have quite a few pictures from that day, photographs.
Yeah. Hey, you know, speaking of that trip, you were on it. You know who I met the other day was Chris from the Delaware River Club. So.
Oh, you met Chris.
Oh, my God. What a cool dude.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, if he's listening, Chris, you're the man. It was great to hang out with you.
Yeah, Chris is awesome. Him and his wife are just amazing people.
Yeah, I met them at the show, and then Chris and I left the show to go set up the Iron Fly the other night because Casey was kind of on point for it, and dude got he got going on working his craft. I think he was inking people from sun up to sundown.
Oh, that's awesome.
Including Chris's wife. And then, so Chris and I took off and we went over to a place called Cypress Brewing and set up. And, I think it's going to have to show up in the next episode. I think we're lean on time, but, I will definitely talk about what went down there, but man, cool dude. It was fun to hang out with him. And,
yeah, Chris and his wife, Lena, they are rad, rad people.
Yeah.
And if you're down in the Jersey area, you should visit his barbershop and get a haircut from him. He's a pretty badass barber, too. And actually, just going in his shop is pretty amazing. It's like really old school, timely shop. I don't know. It's like super dope shop. It's Calabrese's Barbershop.
Nice.
And Keystone, Keyport.
Yeah.
Yeah, Keystone, New Jersey. But yeah, they've got some really cool stuff in Keyport. That shop.
Keyport. Yep. 33 West Front Street, Keyport, New Jersey.
Yeah, and you totally like Chris. He's into the craft beers and IPAs and stuff.
Yeah, we drank a lot of those that night.
I bet you did.
Yes, we did. But yeah, expect the full report of that night coming out soon. So, anyways.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. How you doing, Josh? We haven't heard from you in a while. I think Josh.
I'm just enjoying this conversation.
Yeah, Josh is going to be actually. He's got to go back to bed in a minute. So.
Does he?
Yeah.
Josh, we got the Super Bowl up here in Minnesota, and like there's so many celebrities up here. And then on the Facebook, one of the Facebook ice fishing groups, they're talking about Dale Earnhardt Jr. being up here, and people knowing that he went out ice fishing. And they're like, oh, yeah, I saw his caravan. And they turned right, but he went straight, and they lost him.
Hmm.
That was one of my bad jokes.
We had a bad connection while we were telling it too. So
good. Maybe it wasn't even heard.
Do the world a favor. Oh man, I don't know. So, what do you think about this, Justin? Is this too early in the day to do a show?
No.
No, you're okay with it?
I'm all day.
All day, all the time.
All day. There's night people, there's morning people, and then there's me. All day.
All the time. Ready to go.
All day, all the time.
We'll just call you 24/7.
Right. I'm with Justin. I'm morning and night person, so.
All right. Well, I'm none of the above, so it's perfect. You guys balance this out.
I wish I had been more efficient to talk to you guys about. But, oh, shit, you know what? Check this out. This is cool. I just got my passport renewed. And
you went to Canada.
I drove up to Canada. I drove up to Canada, and my passport worked, got me into the country, and I found like one of like the first streets that I could find, and I turned like left, just like a side street, and then I found like a clear patch of snow, and I made a snow angel off the side of the road. Then I got back into my car and drove back to the United States.
Oh, they love that. And, they love when you go for 10 minutes, don't they?
Oh, I don't know. The lady at the U.S. Border Patrol station, she had a lot of questions for me. One of them was, how long were you gone? And I was like, 15 minutes, maybe. And then she's like, what were you doing? I was like, I just got my passport that you're holding, and I was making snow angels over there on the Canadian side. Oh, I'm like, I have all these awesome pictures if you want to see them, and she did not want to see them.
So she had no sense of humor.
Oh, no, she did. She was smiling and laughing, but there was a line of cars, and I'm sure she wanted to look at my pictures, but...
Did you go into Ontario, or did you go to Manitoba?
Ontario.
Okay.
So whatever's north of the Grand Portage. So I was like up the coast of Lake Superior.
Okay.
I don't know if you would want to call that a coast. Is that a coast? Sure it is.
Oh, so you were going on like Thunder Bay. You were like taking the road to Thunder Bay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to go to Thunder Bay, but then I was like, I don't know what's here. It doesn't seem like there's anything here. So I didn't go.
Yeah. Okay.
But at the... I'm hoping maybe I'm going to be going. Now I could go up to like Lake of the Woods area. Hmm. And go like fish over by the Manitoba side.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That'd be pretty badass.
Cool.
Looking forward to that.
All right. How you doing, Josh? You falling asleep over there?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. We're just not here.
I'm just listening to all the stories.
Yeah. All right, buddy. I'm just worried about you. I know you're gonna.
Josh, what are you and the wife have planned this weekend?
Little as possible. So
little as possible. Yeah, is anybody gonna be watching the Super Bowl?
Oh yeah.
I might have it on, but I don't know how intent I'm gonna be on watching Brady win a sixth ring.
You think that's gonna happen?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You don't think Nick Foles can do some magic?
No.
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 All right. Well, anyways, Justin, does that make life interesting having the Super Bowl around?
I actually haven't even gone down and done any of the activities that have been happening all week. A, because work's been busy, and then B, it is effing cold.
Yeah. All right.
But
you know, I've been around, like, where when I lived in Florida, there was, you know, the Super Bowl was always in Tampa and stuff every couple of years before they started varying it up. And I just remember just a big influx of celebrity culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you were saying with, you know, people showing up and doing stuff. But it's kind of funny. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What's funny?
It's odd because, you know, New England, you know, like six states own the Patriots, you know, have a claim to the Patriots. So everybody sends their news crews and, you know, Maine has a relatively small media market. And, you know, every station has sent, you know, five people to Minneapolis for the Super Bowl. So that's all that's on TV is they're at the Mall of America hanging out. So I'm picturing the mall is actually shut down to shopping, and it's just a bunch of journalists from rinky-dink towns all over the country are set up talking to each other, generating news. It's fake news coming out of the Mall of America.
And they're all excited that the mall has a roller coaster in it.
Yeah, they got an orange Julius and a roller coaster, so they're elated.
Yeah. Are set for winter.
Oh man. So is the mall?
There are
What's that?
What about the mall?
Is it underground to keep you warm and out of the Arctic conditions?
No, I've only spent seriously about like 10 to 15 minutes inside the Mall of America.
Okay.
I went there the first week I moved up here, and I was like, I've never been to the Mall of America. And so I went, walked in. I was like, all right, cool. That's cool. That's cool. Well, looks like a mall to me, just in America. And it's called Mall of America.
Right.
And I found some store that had a bunch of like funky ties and socks, and I bought a pair of Bob Ross socks that say Happy Clouds, and then I walked out of the mall. And that was my only experience with the Mall of America.
It would have been a better story if you said you had walked in and taken the socks and then walked out of the mall.
It was, I don't know if I'd be walking out.
Yeah.
I'd probably be running.
Being chased by a guy on a Segway.
Yeah. I'd probably be log rolling down the ramp of the parking lot garage.
Oh, man. Good stuff. Do they have a do they have a subway system in Minneapolis?
No, it's called the light rail.
Oh, okay.
There's two tracks. There's one that goes from Minneapolis to St. Paul, and then there's one from Minneapolis that goes all the way to the Mall of America.
Hmm.
And that basically covers everything.
Yeah.
Those two lines. Like, the one that goes to the Mall of America, you can also get dropped off at the airport.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, speaking of the airport...
And that's always running.
Speaking of the airport, we got to jet on out of here in a second. So...
Where are you flying to?
No, I'm using it as an expression.
Oh.
Josh has stuff to tend to, and... And we got to get the day rolling. So we're actually done talking to you, Justin. We've decided to cut you short and say fuck off and never come back on the show again. I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
like we'd ever say that.
No, we're not going to say that, brother. I'm just messing with you. But we do.
Oh man.
Yeah. We got to get to stuff.
But Justin, since you were our number one fan for a long time, and you know, dropped off, and now we're really sad and hurt. But what's our show brought to you by? See if you remember all this.
This show is brought to you by some very proud sponsors, and those sponsors are the Woodard Rod Company, the state of Missouri, and NASCAR.
The sock store at the Mall of America.
No, it's Woodard Rod Company. Experience your next river with a Woodard.
Boom. That just happened.
And the folks over at the Pig Farm, Inc. Get trashed. Iron Fly.
American Flytle.
American Flytle. Sing your heart out. Meet the boy or girl of your dreams. Quote, unquote, Itch Muffery.
Oh, man. Good stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Well, cool.
Hey, and
I don't know if we could have done one more piece of information.
One more piece.
There's one more piece of information that is missing from this closing. People who are listening, all 8.5 of you, don't forget that the Fish Porn Hub guys, I'm confused on the name, the Hub, brought to you by the Fish Porn Crew, has a voicemail box through Google, and we call it the hotline. You should call it
970-FISH. 834-FISH. Yeah.
834-FISH.
Nobody answers it, so don't be afraid. Nobody's going to answer and make you talk. Just go into it with a plan. Leave a message.
Just call and leave messages of heavy breathing. Jeff loves that.
Oh, man, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks, brother. We appreciate you being on.
Yes.
You're welcome. They just gave me an idea. They just gave me a great idea.
Oh, I hope. Well, you know, editing will go on throughout the day today, so you have some time. Oh, boy. And we got another episode coming up, so if you don't get to it today. Oh, man, this is bad.
This is very bad.
Yeah, Justin, we're going to be in contact soon. I want to talk to you about being a correspondent, you know, and becoming an official member of the team, where you go out and get actual audio recordings of your adventures. And we're going to give you a segment on the show. You know, Justin's Jam or something like that. But
Justin's Jam.
I want to hear the sound of ice fishing with you. I want to know what that sounds like.
Oh, it's a lot of burps, farts, and crunch noises.
Just like the show today. Okay. Oh, wait. Today was a sound of, of whacking one. So it's the sound of rubbing one out and farts. Oh, boy. All right.
Josh. I'm the hub.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What do you got, Josh? What do you got?
I'm done.
Yeah, he's got to go. He's got to go rub one out.
I don't know how to top all of that.
All right, maybe we should just call it quits.
Yep, I think that's a good idea.
All right, guys.
All right, fellas.
All right, thanks, Justin.
Thanks, Justin.
Talk to you later.
Thanks for being here. Josh, I'm going to pull the plug. I'm going to pull the plug on this one. You down with that?
Yep.
All right. Let's go do something. 9708-34-FISH. Leave a message at FSHPRN. Visit us at fish.porn or FSHPRN.com. Anything else? Thanks, Woodard. Thanks, Pig Farm.
And thanks, Justin.
Yeah, thanks, Justin. We appreciate you. All right, man. I'll see you next time.
All right, later.
All right.